What we're gonna do right here is go back, way back, back into time.
This is Butch Slaughter, and you're listening to the Echoes of Indiana Avenue. Welcome to my neighborhood, the Avenue. I grew up here, and each week I'll be sharing the sounds and stories of the people that made the Avenue great. Welcome. The origin of rock and roll music has been a topic of hot debate amongst music fans for decades. What was the first rock and roll record? Who is the true king of rock and roll? While rock and roll fans may never agree on the answers to these questions, we can say with certainty that here in Indiana, the Avenue was the birthplace of Hoosier rock and roll. Indiana Avenue was home to the first rock and roll concerts in the Hoosier State, including early performances from Chuck Berry, Little Richard, and other major stars of rock music. And the Avenue scene produced some of Indiana's first major rock and roll performers, including Thurston Harris and Bobby Lewis. On this week's show, we'll look back at the early history of rock and roll music on the Avenue. Rock and roll music is rooted in the blues and boogie-woogie music that was popular on the Avenue during the 1920s and 30s. In fact, one of the most significant early influences on the development of rock and roll was a group that formed here on the Avenue.
Slap that bass, slap it till it's dizzy, slap that bass, keep the rhythm busy, zoom, 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 misery has got to go. Slap that bass, use it like a tonic, slap that bass, keep your philharmonic, zoom, 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 and the milk and honey will flow.
The Ink Spots came together in Naptown during the early 1930s. Their combination of rhythm and blues music with group harmony profoundly influenced early rock and roll music. To this day, the Ink Spots remain the only Indianapolis act to be included in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. The Ink Spots were inducted into the Hall of Fame in 1989 alongside Otis Redding, the Rolling Stones, Stevie Wonder, and the Temptations. Let's listen to the Ink Spots 1935 recording, Swing Gate Swing.
Swing Gate Swing, Swing Gate Swing, all you hound, I swear you bring me down.
Miss Jackson, please, won't stick a little cat keys, cry pepper, maybe hot. This ice cold for what you got.
Sing no pain, I'm Swing Gate.
You got something all the other cats ain't got. That's something about me, even it's got a sting. Zill, 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 zill.
Swing Gate Swing.
Ladies and gentlemen, these cats are ready to help me. We got Brother Charlie Duke over
here. Pianist, champion, Jack Dupree was born in New Orleans, but he got his first big break in show business singing at C. Ferguson's Cotton Club on the Avenue. In 1957, Dupree released a single titled Old Time Rock and Roll. The lyrics reminded listeners that rock and roll music had been a part of African American culture since the 1920s. This is champion Jack Dupree with old-time rock and roll.
Let's get with it. the disc jockeys and the teenagers just heard it. It just got new to them. I ain't gonna tell my age, but I'll tell you how long I've been doing it. Oh, yeah.
This is Butch Slaughter, and you're listening to the echoes of Indiana Avenue. Louis Jordan was one of the most important pioneers of rock and roll. In fact, Jordan was described by the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame as the grandfather of rock and roll. Louis Jordan was a star attraction on Indiana Avenue during the 1940s, and he made many appearances at the Avenue's Sunset Terrace nightclub. During the early 50s, Louis Jordan's band included the prominent Indiana Avenue guitarist Bill Jennings. Up next, we'll hear a classic Louis Jordan recording featuring Bill Jennings on guitar. This is Louis Jordan with Blue Light Boogie.
I went to a party with a Bobby Sox. At the party, I really got a shock. They did the boogie real slow with the blue lights way down low. They did the boogie real slow with the blue lights way down low. I started swinging. All she did.
That was the grandfather of rock and roll, Louis Jordan, with Blue Light Boogie, featuring the Naptown legend Bill Jennings on guitar. Bill Jennings wasn't the only Indiana Avenue guitarist to perform with Louis Jordan. In 1948, Wes Montgomery performed with Jordan on a radio broadcast with the Lionel Hampton Big Band. Wes Montgomery was a member of Hampton's band from 1948 to 1950. Up next, we'll hear Louis Jordan's 1948 performance of Barnyard Boogie with the Lionel Hampton Orchestra. This recording also features the Indiana Avenue legend Earl Fox Walker on drums.
Red chick from the barnyard fence, quack, quack, let the duck, won't you let me in? Gluck, 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 said little red hen, let's boogie in the barnyard. Bad, bad, red sheep from another foe, moo, moo, let's cow, let's butter roll. Gluck, 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 said little red hen, let's boogie in the barnyard. Hey, the barnyard was jumping, everybody having their fling. Even old MacDonald had to do a little kind of swing. Bow, wow, let the dog from the circus stop me out, let the cat now please don't stop. Gluck, 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 said little red hen, let's boogie in the barnyard.
That was a 1948 radio broadcast of the Lionel Hampton Orchestra performing Barnyard Boogie with the rock and roll pioneer Louis Jordan on vocals. At that time, Hampton's band featured a pair of Indiana Avenue legends, guitarist Wes Montgomery and drummer Earl Fox Walker. Up next, we'll hear another 1948 radio broadcast by the Lionel Hampton Orchestra. And this track also features guest vocals from an early rock and roll pioneer. Winoni Harris was a huge hit at Indiana Avenue's Sunset Terrace nightclub during the 1940s. From 1948, this is Winoni Harris with the Lionel Hampton Orchestra singing Good Rockin' Tonight.
Hey, the news, there's good rockin' tonight. Gonna hold my baby tight as I can. Tonight she'll know I'm a mighty man. I've got the news, there's good rockin' tonight. Have you heard the news? Everybody's gonna rock tonight. Gonna hold my baby tight as I can. Tonight she'll know I'm a mighty man. I've got the news, there's good rockin' tonight.
This is Butch Slaughter, and you're listening to the echoes of Indiana Avenue. On this week's show, we're celebrating Indiana Avenue's legacy as the birthplace of Hoosier rock and roll. The Avenue was home to the first rock and roll concert ever staged in the state of Indiana. One of the first major rock and roll concerts to happen on the Avenue was Wild Bill Moore's 1948 appearance in the Casino Ballroom at the Walker Theater. Wild Bill cut several early rock and roll recordings during the 1940s, including Rockin' with Leroy and We're Gonna Rock, We're Gonna Roll.
We're gonna rock, we're gonna roll.
Up next, we'll hear his 1949 release, I Want to Rock and Roll.
Mama,
what you gonna say that son?
Oh, mama,
what you gonna say that son?
Mama,
what you gonna say that son?
Oh, mama,
what you gonna say that son?
I wanna rock and roll.
Yes, yes.
I wanna roll and rock. I wanna rock and roll.
Yes, yes.
I wanna roll and rock.
Yes, yes.
You can have my money, you can have my honey, but let me rock and roll.
The gospel artist, Sister Rosetta Tharpe, has been recognized as one of the most important early influences on rock and roll. During the 1940s and 50s, Sister Rosetta made many appearances on the Avenue, singing in both the neighborhood's churches and nightclubs. From 1941, this is Sister Rosetta Tharpe singing Rock Me.
You hide me in the bosom, tell the storm the night is over. Oh, rock me in the cradle of thou love.
Echoes of Indiana Avenue will return with more early rock and roll classics after this short break.
This is Butch Slaughter, and you're listening to the Echoes of Indiana Avenue.
On this week's show, we're celebrating Indiana Avenue's legacy as the birthplace of Hoosier rock and roll. Indiana Avenue was home to the first rock and roll concerts in the Hoosier State, including early performances from Chuck Berry, Little Richard, and other major stars of rock music. And the Avenue scene produced some of Indiana's first major rock and roll performers. Up next, we'll listen to music featuring some of the Avenue's homegrown rock and roll greats. Up first, we'll hear Tiny Brown's 1950 recording, Good Looking Fellow. Tiny Brown was a major attraction on the Avenue during the 1940s and 50s. After that, we'll hear the Gary, Indiana native, Clarence McClam, with his 1953 single, Boot 'em Up. McClam was based on the Avenue during the early 1950s, performing under the name The Professor of the Blues. Finally, we'll hear Thurston Harris's 1959 recording of One Scotch, One Bourbon, One Beer. Thurston Harris was one of the first rock and roll stars to emerge from Naptown, scoring a top 10 Billboard hit in 1957 with this single, Little Bitty Pretty One.
He lays that jive on me, so fine and mellow.
one bourbon, one beer, one scotch, one bourbon, one beer. Please, Mr. Bartender, listen here. I ain't here for trouble, so have no fear. One scotch, one bourbon, one beer. I don't want soda, no bubble gum. You got what I want, just serve me some. Since my baby's been gone.
This is Butch Slaughter, and you're listening to the Echoes of Indiana Avenue. On this week's show, we're celebrating Indiana Avenue's legacy as the birthplace of Hoosier rock and roll. And we just heard three songs from some of the Avenue's homegrown rock and roll stars. Up next, we'll hear three more songs featuring local Avenue rock and roll singers. First, we'll hear Bobby Lewis with Tossin' and Turnin'. Tossin' and Turnin' was a smash hit for Lewis in 1961, reaching the number one spot on both the Billboard Hot 100 and the Billboard R&B chart. Bobby Lewis was born in Indianapolis in 1933 and played some of his first gigs at Avenue spots like the Walker Casino. After that, we'll hear Go to Work by Little Pico, a major player in the Avenue's rhythm and blues scene during the 1950s. Finally, we'll hear The Counts with their 1954 single, Wailin' Little Mama. The Counts were the most successful doo-wop group to emerge from the Avenue scene.
I couldn't sleep at all last night. Get some glow up.
She gives me one big hunch, talking about, Daddy, here's your lunch. You're making it hard, honey, hush. I'm trying to beat that morning rush going to work. My baby wants some clothes to wear. Got bill collectors.
I got a wedding, little mama. She's ready, idiot.
This is Butch Slaughter, and you're listening to the Echoes of Indiana Avenue.
Many of rock and roll's most iconic early stars played their first Indiana concerts on the Avenue, including Little Richard. Little Richard made his debut Indiana appearance on the Avenue in 1954 at the Sunset Terrace. This was early in Little Richard's career, before he found fame with his groundbreaking hits Tutti Frutti and Lucille. Up next, we'll hear one of Little Richard's first recordings. From 1954, this is Little Richard and the Tempo Toppers with Rice, Red Beans, and Turnip Greens.
What we have today.
Fats Domino began performing on Indiana Avenue in December of 1952 at the Sunset Terrace. Fats made several more appearances on the Avenue during the 1950s. Up next, we'll hear Fats' 1949 single, The Fat Man. Some critics have called this the first million-selling rock and roll record. This is Butch Slaughter, and you're listening to the Echoes of Indiana Avenue. Big Maybell was born Mabel Louise Smith in Jackson, Tennessee in 1934. Though she was born down south, Big Maybell had a deep connection with Indiana Avenue. In 1943, Maybell signed a deal with the Ferguson Brothers Talent Agency, a company owned by Indiana Avenue entrepreneurs Denver and C. Ferguson, and Big Maybell played many gigs on the Avenue during the 1940s and 50s. Let's listen to Big Maybell's 1956 record, That's a Pretty Good Love.
Baby, my love is deep.
How deep?
Deep as the bottom of the ocean.
How pure?
Pure as a newborn baby.
How bright?
Outshine the sun above. That's a pretty good love. Baby, my love will last.
How long?
Long as life in my body.
You swear?
I swear to you on the Bible.
When?
In the old time you say that's a pretty good love.
Butch Slaughter, and you're listening to the Echoes of Indiana Avenue. On this week's show, we've been celebrating Indiana Avenue's legacy as the birthplace of Hoosier rock and roll. We'll end this week's show with music from one of rock and roll's greatest legends, Chuck Berry. Chuck Berry performed on the Avenue in January of 1956 at the Sunset Terrace. From 1955, this is Chuck Berry's debut single, Maybelline.
Maybelline, why can't you be true? Oh, Maybelline, why can't you be true? You done started doing the things you used to do. As I was motivating over the hill, I saw Maybelline in a coupe de ville. A Cadillac rolling on an open road. Nothing out of run my V8-4. Cadillac doing about 95. Moves bumper to bumper, rolling side to side. Maybelline, why can't you be true? Oh, Maybelline, why can't you be true? You done started back doing the thing you used to do.
Thanks for joining us for this celebration of Indiana Avenue's rock and roll heritage. You can meet me here on the Avenue again next week. Same time, same place. Echoes of Indiana Avenue is written and produced by Kyle Long and hosted and co-produced by me, Herman Butch Slaughter. Thanks for listening.
Nobody knows on uptown, baby, like I do. Do. Nobody knows on uptown, baby, like I do. If you will stop and listen, I will tell you a thing or two. Two. When you get lonesome,